Hello friends, welcome to Electronics Club's Insights Conversation. Today, we have with us Mr. Pradeep Vajram, who is the Executive Chairman of Alpha ICs Corporation. He holds nearly 25 plus years of experience at all levels of responsibilities in design and development of ASIC products. Pradeep was the President of Semiconductor and Embedded System Business Unit at Ericent until September 2016. He also founded Smart Play Technologies in 2008 and had earlier served as the Vice President of Engineering at Qualcomm. He had also co-founded Spike Technologies. Today, we will speak with Pradeep about the use of AI chip and its future. So welcome, Pradeep, to our Insights Conversation with Electronics Club.
Thank you, Anamika.
So Pradeep, we will start with understanding when we have so many special processors, general processors in the market, why do we need the special AI processor?
Good question. If you look at AI applications, what they require is millions of images or video frames, text and voice has to be processed at very high speeds. Now, to process this, what in our technical terms, what we need is something called matrix compute capabilities. There are many processes already there. For example, general purpose CPUs are there. They definitely can do the job, but they don't have the kind of resources that needed to do these kind of applications. And they have also graphics processors, which can do a lot of parallel processing, but they are a lot more power hungry. So in last several years, many innovations have happened in computer architecture where we have a matrix compute capabilities, and that's where the artificial AI processors are different from general purpose processors.
Yeah, very true. So we hear that AI is at cloud and AI at edge. Can you please throw some light on these two categories? How are they different and unique in itself?
Yeah, so when AI started, most of the applications were running on the cloud. When you have AI applications which are hosted in the cloud and running on the cloud, that's the processing power required at the cloud is any solution, silicon solutions, these are called cloud solutions. What is happening in the last 5-6 years, there is a lot of trust to move this processing from cloud to edge devices. Edge devices are the ones which are within your private network. So that is when you run the AI applications on your edge devices in your private network, that's called the edge AI applications. So there are distincts. One is on the cloud, running on the completely on the cloud. Other one running in your own private network on the devices which are controlled by you. So that's kind of a two distinct kind of a categories.
Okay, so understood. But then what are some of the challenges in designing AI processors, especially for the edge devices?
Yeah, so why we are moving from a cloud to edge, first we need to understand that. The first thing is, there is a lot of cost associated with the cloud, number one. Yeah. Number two, in some of the mission critical applications, take an example of autonomous driving. Now you're running at 60 miles per hour, and when you see something on the road, the decision has to be made locally and at fast rate and within few milliseconds, right? So when you have the solutions in the cloud, it is the latency. That means by the time you go run the solution, come back and give the information, it takes quite a much more time than running locally. So what it means is that you need to have a very fast locally processing power. And also given that you are running at the edge, power, that means you cannot have a huge power hungry devices. Cloud can manage that, but at the edge, you need to have a very optimized power so that you can put these devices in your environment, like in a car or home. So that's power has to be very optimized. And the third thing is through output. Now you need to make sure that there is also enough processing power to all the applications you're running at. So in order to do that, plus the another major thing is the cost of the whole system. Now, when you want edge devices, there is always a cost pressure. Now, so you need to make sure that your solution will fit into the edge device budgets. So the performance, the power, and the cost are going to be key, three critical things when you want to build an AI processor for the edge devices.
Okay. So how can these challenges be addressed, these three challenges?
Again, this is a lot of innovations in the architecture where you need to look at how to get the performance, how to get the speed and the power. In addition to that, there's also the silicon implementation. How are you implementing your entire processor on the silicon? There are certain techniques, power optimization techniques, speed improvement techniques, all of that has to be used. So it's fundamentally boils down to the computer architecture innovations.
So when you speak about the silicon, could you just give us an example of AI use case and industries?
AI, as you know, it is everywhere now, and pretty much every segment of the life that I know we will deal with will have some kind of AI applications. To give you an example, which you can easily understand, if you look at surveillance, let's say video analytics, it is going through a tremendous transformation. In the past, we used to have a dumb video terminals, which are connected to the monitor. Some humans are looking at it and understanding what's happening in an event of the area of interest. If something suspicious happens of their interest, then they'll intervene. Now, with the AI capabilities, with the AI chips that are capable of running and analyzing these images at much faster speed, what is happening is all of this is getting automated. So there is one example is for in a retail industry, I can give you how it benefits. In US alone, about $60 billion is lost because of the theft in the retail industry. Now, they are trying to monitor in the past by looking at various solutions were there, but they're not enough to catch very efficiently. With AI coming into picture, these cameras are capable of understanding what is a suspicious activity, and thereby, if and when they see that the camera captures that event, immediately it is alerted and addressed to the right control units. So with that, your ability to minimize the loss for the retail in the retail is significantly reduced. So that is itself is a right to the bottom line. So I'm just giving you one example there. Another example is autonomous driving. Now you keep hearing about driverless cars, unique, all of that in the past and future. So there again, AI plays a major role. Now, all of this is happening because of the capabilities of AI processors that are available today and their capability of performing these kind of operations at the edge very cost effectively.
Okay, very nice example. So Pradeep, you gave examples wherein company can save a lot of their revenue through cutting the losses. Could you also give us, explain us about how AI solutions will provide ROI to companies?
Yeah, fundamentally, if you look at any time you can do any job very efficiently without spending too much of a cost. Whenever you have automation, it significantly reduces the cost. You don't have to have a human interface. You don't have to have many people working to do the same job. So in a factory setup, if you're looking at how to catch the defects very quickly without having human interface, AI can be a big plus. So these are the things when you implement AI at the automation level, it does take initial investment, but over the time, you will definitely see a significant ROIs. Not only the ROIs, the quality of the whole process itself. In general, when you deploy humans, we are sometimes prone to errors because of the concentration. But with automation coming into the picture, you will address that and the quality and the consistency and the cost in the long run will be significantly better.
That's nice. So could you tell us about the companies that are already competing in this space and what the future lies for them?
Yeah, there are many companies because the opportunity is big. Opportunity in AI silicon is almost $60+ billion. Given that there's a huge opportunity, many companies are there. There are a lot of incumbents. You have NVIDIA, you have Intel in the same space. Qualcomm also there. So many incumbents are all there. In addition to that, we also have many startup companies that are definitely looking into this activity.
Okay. So what is your advice for startups if in any space and otherwise specifically for companies who want to enter into the field of AI chip and processors?
I have one key advice, which is the most important, irrespective of whether you're an AI startup or any other startup. I think the number one is your team. The team that comes together is very important. And there has to be a very strong, professional, and team-oriented. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, which is equally important, don't create a product in a vacuum. You must have certain kind of customer and market interactions. Thereby, when you're ready with your solution, market is actually needs that kind of solution. Yeah. So I think these are two key principles. Once you have these two, the rest will fall in place.
Yes, I believe following these two principles, many startups can actually expand their life and not fail within 5 years of their inception. They could grow large, become unicorns. Yes. So would you like to add anything else to our conversation, Pradeep? Anything important?
I think for specific to India, I have to add, and we have gone through the last 25 plus years, a tremendous growth. We started with the service industry and we have done an excellent job. We are probably number one in the world when it comes to the services from India, technology services. In the last 7 to 8 years, there is a huge, growth in startup world. There right now is most of the stories are based on the consumer area, but I believe this will trend will slowly move into the deep tech. I think India is happening. There's a lot of potentials, and we have every ingredient that can make us successful in next decade or coming 10 years to 20 years, yeah. So I look forward for a humongous growth in India in startups where focus is more in deep tech, not only e-commerce and consumer side, but also multiple companies coming into deep tech technologies.
That's nice. Thank you. Thank you, Pradeep, for your valuable time and insights. And we look forward to connecting with you in the future and discussing more about the industry and the startups. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And friends, do subscribe to our YouTube channel and press the bell icon to get notified whenever we upload a new video. Thank you, friends.